Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Good morning, school leaders. Welcome to your Morning Boost from AWB Education. It's Thursday and we are diving deep into a topic that's close to my heart, and that is extracurricular activities. I know that we all know the incredible benefits that these offer. They offer improved social skills and a boosted academic performance, a sense of belonging, and then also, let's just not forget, fun. But how do we get more students involved? That's a question I hear a lot from our administrators where we have these great programs, but it's hard to get students motivated to join them. So that's the question we're going to tackle today. We're going to draw some inspiration from a recent blog post we had on AWB Education's webpage called Beyond the Bell, Boosting Extracurricular Participation at Your School. If you want to check that out and get a little bit more detail, I encourage you to go over to www.awbeducation.org, and on our resources page, you can find that article. Now, as we mentioned in this blog, research from the National Federation of State High School Associations, the NFHS, they highlight some of the barriers that prevent students from participating in extracurriculars. These can include financial constraints, time commitments, or lack of awareness, fear of judgment, and maybe even a lack of perceived relevance. So how do we break down these barriers and create a thriving extracurricular program that caters to all of our students? Well, it starts with accessibility. Financial constraints, they can be a major hurdle for many students. Try to consider implementing a sliding scale for fees if you have them, or offering scholarships or waivers for low-income families, or maybe even organizing some fundraising efforts to offset costs. Time constraints, they're another common challenge. We want to try to offer activities that are various times throughout the day, including before school, not always only after school. Maybe we even do some activities during lunch periods. Try to accommodate diverse student schedules. Don't forget about transportation. If we can, we want to partner with community organizations or explore some school bus routes that will ensure that transportation isn't that barrier to participation. Next, let's amp up our promotional efforts. Think beyond a simple flyer on a bulletin board. Maybe create a dynamic activity fair where students can experience different clubs and teams firsthand. Utilize diverse communication channels. Use social media, school newsletters, announcements, video showcases, anything that's going to help spread the word about the opportunity that's there for kids. If even better, have the kids lead these presentations. Encourage student-led presentations where current participants can share their experiences and passion. Remember to highlight the benefits of extracurriculars, emphasizing how they can enhance college applications or even just develop valuable skills that are going to be great down the road as they join the workforce. And also, it helps create lasting memories. Now, cultivating a welcoming and inclusive environment is crucial. Ensure that all of our students feel welcome and valued, regardless of their background or certainly regardless of their skill level. Implementing mentorship programs to pair experienced students with new members, that's going to help provide support and guidance right out of the gate. Try to seek some student feedback on existing activities and then be open to new ideas. Celebrate the achievements of all participants, no matter how small. We want to create a positive and encouraging atmosphere for any extracurricular our students are involved in. When we align these to student interests, that's a pretty big key to engagement. Maybe consider conducting regular student surveys to assess their preferences and identify potential new activities. Empower student leadership. Encourage students to take ownership of their clubs and teams. Maybe even explore some different activities that cater to diverse interests, such as esports or coding clubs, debate teams, maybe even just community service projects that are part of an activity. And if you don't have one, maybe a student-run newspaper. The more diverse our offerings, the more likely we are to engage that wide range of students. Last piece, try to connect your extracurriculars to academic goals. Demonstrate and show how these skills developed in these activities, such as teamwork, communication, problem solving, how all of these can benefit academic performance. If you can, invite some guest speakers in who can highlight the relevance of extracurricular experiences and how they relate to various career paths. Show students that real-world application of their involvement. One example would be a local engineer could speak to the robotics club about how their skills are going to apply to real-world engineering challenges. But I will say that building a vibrant extracurricular program, it's going to take you time and it's going to take effort. But I really believe that the rewards are just immeasurable. As the African proverb goes, it takes a village to raise a child. And by fostering a collaborative effort between school, families, and the communities, we can create a rich and engaging extracurricular landscape that supports that holistic development of every student. Thanks for listening today. I encourage you to revisit our blog post on the AWB Education webpage for more insights, and then really consider how you can implement some strategies to boost this participation. Have a fantastic Thursday. Thanks again for tuning into your Morning Boost. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.